Welcome back to News and Views here on News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. News and Views is brought to you each week by the Columbus Area Railroad Club located in Johnson County Park. This morning we're talking with candidates for the Bartholomew Consolidated School Board. And I am talking with Mike Jamerson, who's running for District 3 on the school board. Mike, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you, John, and I'm glad to be here.
For the listeners who may not know you, can we talk a little bit about your background and why you're running for school board?
Of course. Well, my background starts with really 28 years in the private sector. I've worked in finance, I've worked in communications, I've worked in manufacturing and in consulting. And for the past 20 years, up until 2018, I worked for the Bartholomew Consolidated School Corporation as the Director of Technology. As to why I'm running, I've really had a passion about education for years. In the early 90s, I worked with EDS and brought a partnership between business and education at Vaudreuil Schools, where we worked with some of the young students. And then for 20 years, worked for the district. I've been chair and a board member of the Bartholomew Consolidated School Foundation also. So education's really been a passion of mine, and it's been something I've enjoyed doing and loved doing. And with four boys and another four grandsons in town, just another reason I really want to work and support the school district.
So can we talk about your education?
Yes. I went to the University of Illinois in Champaign and received my Bachelor's of Science in Computer Science. I then went after several years working for Western Electric, went back to the University of Illinois and received my Master's in Computer Science.
And have you run for office before?
I have not. So this is a whole new experience for me.
So I think that the biggest question right now for parents is concerns over the safety of our kids and are our kids safe in our schools. What's your thoughts on how we're doing?
I think BCSC in particular has worked really hard to make sure that our schools are safe. I know from my time with the district, a lot of work went into physical safety. And now I believe the work that's going on in terms of social distancing and the spacing, the sanitation, and the work that goes on every day in the district is important to keep our kids as safe as possible.
So one of the concerns that parents have had that have been coming to the school board meetings is the issue of, when does the trigger get pulled? When is the school district going to decide that we need to go virtual again? And explaining that process, are they being transparent in that process? What's your thoughts on how transparent the school district is being?
I think it's gotten much, much better. Early on, I know that there were a lot of questions and a lot of concerns over exactly how that decision was being made. And in some cases, I think the decision was being made on the fly because new information became available and we learned new things. I think that now we're at a place where we're looking at that data and the district looks at that data on a regular basis, and I think that makes a lot of sense. And in particular, I think the idea that we not jump back and forth, one of the worst things that I can think of happening to children from an educational standpoint is moving in and out of a particular type of instructional process. So we don't want to be in a place, I don't think, where one day you're in school, the next day you're remote.
So for the teachers that find themselves in the position where they are teaching both virtual classes and in-person classes, do you think that the teachers have the tools they need to succeed and to help our kids succeed?
Teaching in both environments at the same time is extremely difficult. They're entirely different practices. What you do with a child face-to-face is so much different. And it's really like teaching two classes at the same time. And so while they may have many tools that will help them, it's not just a matter of having tools. It's a matter of the difficulty and the complexity of trying to do that.
So before the pandemic, we were talking all about state funding formulas and teachers' pay in Indiana, and obviously that's why BCSC did the referendum. What's your thoughts on, is the pay for our teachers and staff in the school district where it needs to be?
I think salaries are improving. We have to recognize that we're in a competitive situation with other districts, with other counties, but we're also in a competitive situation with other employers. And we need to continually focus on what is happening in terms of salaries and making sure that those salaries are competitive and do give us bring employees to a place where they can make a meaningful living.
So standardized testing is obviously a big part of school these days. The changes from the governor in this pandemic and not holding the test scores against the teachers as far as their pay goes. What is your thought in general about the state of testing here in Indiana?
I think when we test children with a single point of time test, we're not really doing justice to measuring and understanding what those children have learned and what their needs are. There are times when we want to understand what a child's needs are in terms of additional instruction or whether they're ahead of the curve or behind the curve. But a standardized test and the level of standardized testing where we start to use it as a punitive aspect of evaluation is really negative. And I think that's one of the things that stands out with BCSC is the evaluation process that BCSC uses does not put a tremendous weight on that standardized testing, but it recognizes the importance of it, but at the same time recognizes that there are so many other pieces and parts of that instructional day and time with that child that have to be that go into measuring and evaluating a teacher.
So, Mike, is there anything else that you think people should know about you or about the election?
I am passionate about the children, and I'm passionate about the technology and the tools that our teachers have and that our students have. In particular, I think there's it's important that we have access and equity of access to the materials, to the tools. We've done a good job, I think, in making devices available to students, but we have a long way to go in terms of making sure that each and every student has access to high-speed internet so that they can use the kinds of tools and resources that are available.
We've been talking this morning with Mike Jamerson, who is running for District 3 on the Bartholomew Consolidated School Board. Mike, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity.